You wouldn't know it from the weather outside, but college baseball season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And Coach Serrano starts his second year at the University of Tennessee, coming back to rebuild what truly fell into disarray and was really a mess. And Paisan, I welcome you to the program. And, you know, I don't know if it's a good omen, Coach, or a bad omen that when you're having your banquet this year, we get an ice storm. I'm not sure what that means, Coach, one way or another, if you're superstitious. But I welcome you.
It's a great omen.
There you go.
It means we have ice in our veins this year, which is a good thing for a young team.
There you go. Lay it on me. So let's talk about this baseball team. And let's talk about the program as a whole here. Heading into year number two, are you where you thought you would be, a little behind, a little ahead? Where are you in terms of on your schedule?
Well, I honestly think that will be determined as we get going. But from a coach's perspective and a coaching staff perspective, I think we feel better about where we thought we'd be right now than, you know, it could be worse. But I think that we have the right players in here, Tony. I think I am... Whenever I talk about this team, I get energized, I get excited, because these guys are the future. These guys are the right kind of guys. There's a certain focus among these young men. There's a work ethic. There's a passion. There's ability. We're just new. And that, I realize that. We're going to be really patient through this process with these guys and really coach them and try to let them grow up in the program. We know we're going to be knocked down many a times, but it's how we respond to that. And I think the future is bright, and that isn't just coach talk, Tony. I've been part of many good programs, and this by far is probably the best big group of young players that I've ever brought in. And I say we have ever brought in at one time.
And so you expect this year, obviously, to take your lumps at times, but you expect to have your moments as well. Is that how you judge in terms of whether the needle's moving, or no matter what happens this year, you just know this is a good group of kids that you have?
No matter what happens, we're going in the right direction. The only expectation I've put on our guys is let's meet our ability level, whatever that is. Mm. And I don't think there's anyone sitting in this program that knows what that is. But I'll tell you, from August until today, I have seen a huge progression in how much farther balls are going, how much harder balls are being hit, how much better the fielding's getting, how much better the pitching's getting. And we haven't even played pitch one yet for the season. So that's where my excitement is that let's see where we're at in April and May, and then probably redetermine where this program is and what direction it's going, because there's no doubt in my mind this group of kids will redefine Tennessee baseball back to where it was in the mid-90s and the early 2000s.
I'll tell you this, Paisan, with any young group, and you know this, but just seeing it so much here with some of the young teams we've seen recently, boy, a nice start to the season sure can really help. Some good things happening early on, and you get that thing going in the right direction, sure can help, can it, when you're trying to rebuild?
Yeah, it can, and you know, you could blame me for this, because it's part of my mentality that I've been brought up through in the programs I've been, is that you don't run from quality competition. You can already see we open up this weekend in Las Vegas, so we're going across the country to play in a challenging environment with a new team. And then we come home and we play none other than one of the better teams in the country in Arizona State. Then we go to a tournament in Cary and open up with Notre Dame and play Virginia Tech and UMass. So there's really no breathing area for this team right now, but I really wouldn't want any of the way, Tony, because I'm not trying to just win games early. Yes, we want to build confidence, but I think confidence is how we work at it every day and how much we stick together. I don't want to just beat teams because we're better than them and then brush things over. I want this team to be prepared as we go into SEC play and continue to get better each and every weekend. And there's no better time than to play a tough schedule and see where we're at. I mean, we're excited about our team, but I think every coach in America is excited about his team right now because nobody's lost a game yet. I want to see when we go out to Vegas where we go back to the drawing board and maybe where we are short and what we need to improve on.
What's the field like in Vegas, Dave?
It's a hard field. We don't get to work out tomorrow night when we get there because we get there later and we're already going to be on East Coast time, and I don't want to be out on their field at 12 o'clock our body time. We'll work out Friday morning. They're fortunate enough to let us use the field. It's a fast field because of the heat out there. It's a faster field. The wind does blow through the desert, so it can become a home run field. There's at times when the wind's blowing, a fly ball is a home run. But it's a solid field. It's not to the SEC standards, I think. I think we're going to have a tremendous amount of UT fans out there. I know probably every young man that's making this trip, I think his family's going out there. Obviously, the coaching staff's from the West Coast, so we have much family out there that isn't far from Vegas.
Right.
We're going to have a lot of people out there, which will be great for the Orange.
Coach, in the middle of your answer there, I don't know if you heard, but the Bradley's chocolate sounder has been triggered, which is Stephen Lexington, whose battle cry is, "Let's talk Cruton." And, Coach, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm sending you to Bradley's chocolate to take care of your better half. And so I'm going to put your name on our list. And I don't want some clowns on this show. In fact, that you're going to have to give Briny Boy Hartman a little code name that you're going to have to use, Coach. Because here's the way it works on this show, Coach. We're going to have some goofballs go in there and try to be Dave Serrano. Some blonde-haired, blue-eyed dude will be in there trying to be Dave Serrano and pick up your chocolate-covered strawberries. Go ahead.
That's awesome, Tony. That's awesome.
That's what we're here for, man.
I love the fact that I'm going to be able to give that to my wife tomorrow on Valentine's. With the season coming up, I don't have a present right now, so you just made my day and made hers, too.
Hey, that's what it's all about. We have to stick together here. But I got to tell you this, that signal is triggered as it's triggered, and we've sort of loaded it into the system, and so it went off in the middle of your answer, so I apologize for that. But you were talking about the field this weekend in Vegas and the fact that you haven't shirked or run from competition. At the same time, though, I think you'd even say you have to be scheduled, or careful, rather, not to overschedule with a young baseball team. Has that been a concern of yours as you've put together the slate for this year?
Yeah, it has. It has, and that's a good point. And I don't want to put these guys in a situation where it's a no succeed deal. But I tell you, Tony, and I'm saying this with some confidence, and this isn't arrogance. It's just confidence. I've been around a lot of teams, and I've seen what this team has done on a daily basis. We just talked last night after practice about some travel routines and regulations and all that. And there is such a focus with this group that excites all of us. And it's not just about the teamwork. It's not just about there's a focus, there's ability, and there's a work ethic. And I just think I've been around enough teams to know that wins. You need talent, too, and we have that. We have untapped talent right now. And that's where it was a little different than last year. Nothing against last year's team. It was what it was. But we were tapped out talent-wise. We were only going to be so good because we had more older guys, and they had kind of reached their potential already, and we were short in some areas. I think the sky's the limit because we don't know how high some of these guys can go. They're big and physical. They're going to get stronger, and I've already seen it right before my eyes just in the fall workouts and the winter workouts just to come back. So I do have to be careful about being a little arrogant and going out there and playing the best because we know we're going to have 30 of the toughest games already in the SEC. But I just want these guys to be prepared, and I'm confident. It isn't about my record. It's about where this program is each and every year at the end of the season.
Coach, what do you think about the expanded tournament this year and that they're expanding the field and then also the expansion of the league with the addition of Missouri and A&M? What does that do to things?
I love the A&M and Missouri expansion. I love that. I think this is my thinking. I would venture to say there's going to be one more expansion before this thing's all said and done. I don't know who yet, but I just, there's still movement going on, and I'd say within the next 5 years there may be another move. To be quite honest, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this, I'm not a big fan of the tournament expansion at all. I think you're honoring teams that are not deserving of getting in. You're expanding it to try to hope that it could put more teams in the regional. The way I look at it, Tony, if you come in 12th place, you don't deserve a postseason in a 14-team conference. Now, again, different mentality. Maybe at the end of the year, I'm begging to be the 12th team, okay? But it's just where I want this program to be. I don't want to be the 12th team of the conference tournament. I want to be somewhere between 1 and 5 and 6 where you're really deserving of getting in there and you have a chance to go to Omaha. Because when you go to the postseason, for me, it isn't just about putting up on a banner that you made it to the regional and you made it maybe to a super regional. You want to say that you made it to Omaha. You want your team to be good enough to play for a national championship. And I'm not about just putting another notch on the belt that we made it to regional. I want to make it all the way because that's the kind of effort we put into this program each and every day. We want to be good. We want to be the best. So, again, hope I don't get in trouble for it. I'm not a big fan of the tournament, of the expansion of it. I wish it would have stayed really at 8, to be honest with you, even with 14 teams.
I think we have too much these days in sports. You know, postseason across the board has been, I don't know if devalued is the term, but, for instance, in basketball, 68 is too many. And, you know, some coaches say they want 100 because everybody wants to get in. I really appreciate the fact that you taking that stance, because the easy thing for you to say is, yeah, let's open it up. It takes the pressure off of you.
Exactly. And you're right on. I'm a big sports guy. I love college sports. And you look at the bowl picture. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's so many bowl games. I mean, it's ridiculous to get into bowl games now. And I just, it's all money based. We all know that. But, you know, I want it to be deserving. I'd like it to be deserving. And I want to be part of a program that's deserving. Like I said, I don't want to just be in a regional. I've done that. I've been there and I've done that. I've been part of a lot of good programs. I want to play for national championships. I want to play for getting Omaha, because the time and the effort and what you put into it, that's where you want your season to end. And that's why I want to get this program again. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take some patience. But I think we're on the right path. I don't think, well, I know we're on the right path. It's just about getting some breaks and continuing to keep student athletes working in the right direction for all the right goals.
How far away is that? I mean, surely, and I'm not trying to put any artificial timetables on you. I'm just asking, when you start thinking in those terms and you sat down and you first took this job, is that a 4-year, 5-year? How long does it take to get to that point?
I'll be disappointed if it doesn't start happening within year 3. And I'm not even so sure. Again, I don't want to oversell this team because I do have a lot of confidence within about these guys. I'm not so sure we might not do something that's going to surprise a lot of people this year. It excites me that nobody's talking about Tennessee baseball. It excites me that nobody talks about any single player on our team when you talk about the national publications. Oh, well, that doesn't matter because that's only opinions. That we are ranked or rated 6th in the East. You know, that's rightly so. All justified. That's completely justified,
right.
And that doesn't make me angry at all, okay? But that's great because we've got everyone right where we want them. And I believe I know good baseball. I believe I know good players. I believe I know good teams. And what we have going right now is in the making of being something special. But I'll be really disappointed if by next year we're not making strides toward this program. The only reason why I came back to this program, that if we're not back in that kind of picture nationally and in the SEC.
Hey, Coach, really appreciate you joining us. You guys open at home when?
We open up February 22nd, Friday at 5 p.m. here at Lindsey Nelson Stadium against Arizona State University. And Tony, I want this place to be packed. It's a contending team coming in. The last time they were here was 1994 in a regional atmosphere.
Beautiful.
And nothing would be better to pack Lindsey Nelson Stadium to welcome this brand new team and a team that people are going to be cheering on for a long time. But most importantly, Tony, thank you for making my Valentine's Day complete with the chocolate covered strawberries. I just hope they make it to my wife without some bites in it.
Us being Italian, I kind of know the urges when they come on for sweet things. Hey, on the way out, if you need some help promoting that series, call us, let me know. I'd love to get you back on, or somebody from your staff, and let's do this more, man. Good talking to you.
All right, Tony. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
And good luck this weekend in Vegas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And don't gamble. Do not gamble. Thank him for coming on with us. That was refreshing. Spend a few minutes with him.